This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's by Ann Karasinski from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's a school psychologist. You need to know that because it weaves into the story. You don't expect your child to grow up to be a heroin addict. From the moment of her birth, you have hopes and dreams about the future, but they never include heroin addiction. That couldn't happen to your child because addiction is the result of a bad environment, bad parenting. There is most definitely someone else or something else to blame. That's what I used to believe, she said. But after failed rehab and long periods of separation from my heroin-addicted daughter, after years of holding my breath, waiting for another relapse, I now believe there is no blame. After Katie admitted her addiction, I struggled to understand how this could have happened to my daughter, a bright, beautiful, talented, and most importantly, lovely young woman, a loved young woman. When the initial shock wore off, I analyzed and inventoried all the whys and the wherefores of Katie's addiction. I searched for someone or something to blame. I blamed her friends. I blamed her dad. I blamed our divorce. But most importantly, I blamed myself. My desperate heart convinced me that I should have prevented Katie's addiction and that given another chance, I could correct my mistakes. When Katie came home from rehab, I approached each day like a drill sergeant. I championed the 12-step program and monitored her improvement daily as though curing heroin addiction was as simple as nursing a cold. I drove her to therapy sessions and group meetings. I controlled everything and left nothing to chance, but in spite of my efforts, Katie didn't get better. She left my home, lost again to the powerful grip of addiction. In the long days and weeks that followed, I gathered bits and pieces of old beliefs and tried to assemble them into something whole. Sometimes I gave up and I simply let go. Gradually, my search for blame changed to a longing for hope. I comforted myself with the only thing that still connected me to my daughter, L-O-V-E, love. I thought about Katie every day. And I missed her. I cried. I worried about her safety and her whereabouts. I wrote letters I knew she would never see. Sometimes I woke up panicked in the middle of the night, certain that my mother's intuition was preparing me for something bad. But through it all, I loved her. I don't know why or how my daughter became addicted to heroin. I do know that it really doesn't matter. Life goes on, and Katie is still my daughter. Katie and I meet for breakfast on Friday mornings. We drink coffee and talk. I don't try to heal her. I just love her. Sometimes there's pain and sorrow, but there's no blame. I believe there is love. My point in telling that story is not just to tell a nice story about love, but ultimately to say that is true, that ultimately it all boils down to a mother loving her daughter. But as a Christian, I believe there's even an overarching issue. Is lifting your daughter up to the God of creation and interceding on her behalf and say, God, I don't know what to do. I don't have any power over this. I will never have any power over it. I can't fix it. But you're God, and I'm not. You're God, and I'm not. And that's what somebody needs to do with a son or daughter, just like Jairus had to do. He had to fall at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, it's up to you. My guess is there's someone listening to this today and say, that's our need. I want to direct you to the one who has the power to heal. He has the power to cleanse. He has the power to forgive. His name is Jesus. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.